Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Remember, you're swimming right now. Enjoy it. Don't grab for the water, man. Relax and just float. This is awesome.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio with me, Barry the Bugger. We got Bubble Boy, Jared the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, connected via the web as part of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. And we got to thank Megan Heaney-Greer for helping us out, bring a little, you know, it was an upgrade, definitely, to have her part of the crew there for a few minutes.
I congratulate you, my friend,
on pronouncing
her name correctly every single time.
Megan is a hard name to say.
Yeah.
And I nailed it.
You did.
Yes, thank you.
That's not always the case.
Well, most of the time. I get it.
One time he called her David Allen Greer.
Yes, see? Bubble Boy knows. But yeah, that was nice. I mean, like I said, we got a plan to go to Indonesia as part of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. Who wants to go? Anyone? Bubble Boy says yay.
Want Jared or can?
Well, I mean,
I'm
want.
Gonna have to
if
work.
Able. Yes, I'll go.
If able, okay.
Just depends on the timing.
All right. Well, I think it's going to be later in the year. We're probably talking, you know, second half. I know we're talking about the second half of 2026. But I'm hoping to have that squared away here pretty soon, maybe as soon as next Saturday, and have the dates in place. So we'll see that. And I think, like I said, once we get that locked in, I think we got a Turks and Caicos trip. We're going to try to put on
Turks
the calendar.
Turks and Chaos.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to check in with Eric Douglas, by the way, who wrote that book.
Under Pressure.
Because, he's been.
He's got to have written another book since then.
Yeah, no. Well, he's been working on a bunch of different projects.
It's a coloring book.
No, that's not accurate. But you know who did tell me? He texted me the other day. He said he's been reading Eric's books. Was Dr. Doug Ebersole? He goes, you know, you guys have been talking about Eric's books for years on Scuba Radio.
Did you download the audiobook?
He did. And he's like, I've been doing some road trips and I've been catching up on all the audiobooks. He goes, those really are good. So after all these years of us talking about him, he didn't really believe us.
Well, can you blame him?
Oh, yeah.
Most of what comes out of your mouth is BS.
I don't know what you're talking about. I really have no clue
you
are
spewing. See, right now.
Huh. Weird.
I love how Greg plays dumb. And it
no, fools, he's not playing.
And it fools no one.
I don't know what you mean. I really don't.
Again, here you go.
I mean, I try to. Once again, we started the show off talking about how I wanted to raise your profile on the show and all the things I've done from sharing what CJ stands for, Cock Johnson, to other things. And this is the thanks I get is. This
no,
blowback.
You said you weren't after you aired the commercial.
Just call me an idiot.
You said you weren't so sure. No,
say I'm a liar.
No, I said the opposite of that. If you paid attention,
I'm a genius. That's right.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, I would.
Say you play much stupider. You love to play dumb when you know exactly what you're doing.
I have no idea.
Like
what you're
right
saying. Now, I'm very confused by what you're trying to say. But anyway, it doesn't matter. We need to move on to other things. So I'm hoping to connect.
You know the saying, dumb like a badger.
Yeah, I've heard this. Nowhere.
Dumb like a wolverine.
Okay. Anywho.
Dumb
Brittany,
like a skunk.
The Aqua Gypsy and Vinny Two Tanks have been on the island of Bonaire.
See?
Bonaire.
There it is.
Bonaire?
Bonaire.
Bonaire.
You mean Vinny's still alive?
As far as we know.
They supposedly flew back to the States yesterday.
We did get some interesting reports.
We did.
But I will let Brittany tell those stories.
We will indeed. And we hope to connect with her soon, assuming that she's made it back and recovered somewhat from the festivities. But they did like a week of shore diving around the island of Bonaire. You know how they say it in the islands and how we say it in the States? Totally different. But I'm trying to cover all the bases.
You keep doing that. We'll never get them as a sponsor.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's given up on that a long time ago.
Marketing gold right there.
Greg, it's Aruba, not Aruba.
Well, so says you. Anyway.
It's computer, actually, this computra. Could work in your favor, Greg. You could say almost like a ransom. Like, I'll stop saying boner if you sponsor the show. I'll pronounce it correctly.
Oh, you work that angle, maybe.
That's really all you got.
I tell you what, I want to go. I'm anxious to kind of hear what Brittany and Vinny have to say about what they saw and what they did. We did get a little texting and stuff that didn't look.
I want to say it so bad and I can't.
It didn't go well on a interpersonal communication side of things, I think. But that might have just been the people at play here. I don't think it had anything to do with this beautiful Caribbean island. But we'll find out, hopefully, coming up in hour two of the big show.
Well, you know also, what I'm talking about, the incident that I'm laughing at.
The loaf of bread incident?
I wasn't even going to go that specific. I'll say it had to do with lunch.
Yes, and a loaf of bread. And well, that'll be the tease.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but...
he didn't treat it like an apple pie.
No,
don't bother to guess. There's no way you're going to figure this one out. But
Beatty didn't want to share his loaf.
No.
Benny pinched a loaf.
I mean, I never thought I'd ever hear the possibility of a loaf of bread being a lethal weapon. But, you know, that's all I'm going to say.
It wasn't lethal.
Well, as far as we know, we haven't talked to Benny yet.
Who was wielding the loaf?
Okay, but anyway, let's just leave it live for now. We'll let them fill in the blanks when they join us in an hour or two. I got another little story that I'm going to throw out there about Hawaii. They've been getting a little bit more. They just passed some law or rule in Hawaii that from now on you have to have a warning on any kind of spear fishing gear that says that if you use this device, you could stab someone.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And I'm like,
they're gathering all the stuff from Virginia.
Is that the same attorney that told you that coffee's hot at McDonald's?
Well, it sounds like it to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, supposedly if you want to sell like spear guns and things in Hawaii now, you have to have
some kind
of warning.
Don't stick your head
label.
In the toilet. You could drown.
Yeah. I was like, what is it? Where's this coming from?
Warning, this spear is sharp.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're following up with Britain. They just passed the law, no pointed knives.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah, because they were having a rash of stabbings.
Yeah. Well, spear fishing safety legislation. Well, okay, it's been introduced. Maybe it hadn't passed yet. But the fact
that maybe they're just going to sell blanks.
Yeah. It'll pass in Hawaii.
They'll sell blanks instead of the real spears.
And it just would require a simple warning label on spear guns and pole spears addressing the risk of free diver blackout. Okay, wow. So that's what it's not about being stabbed. You'd think that would be the first thing you'd be concerned
about. Yeah.
Don't point this at anyone. No, they're not doing that, thank goodness. But they're warning free divers that, you know, you could have shallow water blackout. Well, okay, but why? Why? I mean, if you're free diving, they should be encouraging people to get the proper training to do this activity in the water. And that should be enough. A little warning sticker, really?
You need to have that spear. I mean, what happens if you don't use a spear gun and you're just free diving? So all of them are going to die because
they didn't read the warning.
Oh, my God.
I think my spear gun in order to go free diving.
If you just follow all the free divers, you can get a lot of new spear gear.
Why?
Yeah, that's true. Because they'll pass out, right?
Drop it. You just dive down and get it.
Okay. That's a real morbid thought there, Casey. I don't think that's where we want to go.
If they spear any fish,
do stupid stuff. We split your gear.
You get a free shark dive.
Wait, you try to do like that all the time when we go on a boat.
Yeah, we actually.
Hey, if he dies, I get his
t-shirt
gear
with that. Okay. All right. Well, we're not the perfect examples of individuals to take the high road on this one, but yeah, Hawaii. I don't know. Seems a little bit much to me. All right. Hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving is on deck. Stick around. Just getting started.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio, the world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau, they all love Scuba Radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.